The turning point came for me when I turned on the television one morning, and on the screen on CNN, and let me just say, it is absolutely vital for every American to watch CNN for 5 minutes a day. Why? Because it'll give you a good idea of what it's going to be like when you have a stroke. It'll just be two people mumbling, and the crawl will be going, "Wake up, wake up, wake up!" There, on the screen, was Donald Trump. In the background, in the foreground, was Sarah Palin at the microphone. And I thought, how am I supposed to make this funnier? How do you satirize what is already satiric? I realized that we were now living at the intersection of reality and satire. We are living, I believe, in fictional times. And by that I mean that if you took the reality that we've been living through for a year and put that in a book, you'd read that book and you'd go, "Son of a bitch, great book." And then she spoke. Took my breath away. I was clueless. After just a few seconds, I wondered, maybe she's talking to another species. Or trying to guide aliens to come here and save us. It made no fucking sense at all. The longer I listened, the worse it got. And then, that weekend, on Saturday Night Live, Tina Fey came on and did her brilliant Sarah Palin. And they performed, really, the news conference that I saw. And Tina Fey used about 85% of what Sarah Palin actually said. Her writers didn't have to work. And I thought, my job is done.